Hello and welcome to Core Finance. I'm Matt Brown. I'm joined down the line by Clem Chambers, founder and CEO of ADVFN. Good morning to you, Clem.
Hi, Matt. How's it going?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Right, let's get straight to it. Bitcoin, you are the guru when it comes to all things cryptocurrency. Just tell us what's going on and why Bitcoin has ground even higher over the past week.
Junior guru, I should say. Junior.
Apprentice
junior
guru.
Assistant guru. Well, I mean, the word is getting into the mainstream now, mm-hmm. and people are just piling in because the mainstream are getting word of it, and they're also trying it out. And, you know, when you try this stuff out, you go, oh, this is really rather good. I mean, I did a lot of business with ADVFN and our advertisers during the hurricane in Florida, and they couldn't get hold of their banks. Their banks had been evacuated, and the only way they could get us money for advertising campaigns was Bitcoin, and bang, bang, we'd get that Bitcoin within a few minutes.
Incredible.
I mean, imagine you wanted to advertise with ADVFN, and a lot of people in America do, and we've never heard of you. So we say, oh, well, you know, first order cash. Well, going through the banking system is just a nightmare. Mm-hmm. It takes several days. The bank's going to say things like, what do you need the money for? Going to keep you holding in a queue. You're going to talk to somebody you can barely articulate. Bitcoin, it's with us in a few minutes, and the advertising campaign's running the same day. I mean, that is much better than going through the banking system. It's actually better for us too, because we can run that campaign today rather than, say, in a week's time. And I mean, our product, our advertising inventory, is like strawberries. You know, when that moment's gone, if we haven't sold the inventory, it's gone for good. Mm-hmm. So it's good for us. It's better for us than the banking system. And that's the fundamental. Now, another fundamental behind Bitcoin, of course, is there's not much of it. I mean, $200 billion sounds like a lot of money. And it is if it was in my bank account, which it isn't. But if you think about how much $200 billion is, I mean, there is $25,000 billion worth of equities on the NYSE and the NASDAQ market. So $200 billion against $25,000 billion of equities is really just a scratch. I mean, it's one nice fat company of out of the FTSE 100, like Vodafone. It's about the same value as Vodafone. So it is, there isn't that much around for what is turning into a global currency. So if you look at gold, for example, gold is a $5 trillion asset. So that's $5,000 billion worth of gold. Well, there's $200 billion worth of Bitcoin. And if Bitcoin is the new gold or equivalent, even a fraction of the value of gold, say $1 trillion, well, that's five times where it is today. That's, you know, $35,000 a coin. And, you know, the penny, so to speak, or the Bitcoin has dropped with a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Now, because of that, money's coming out of altcoins and going into Bitcoin because the brand is drawing the money in. So a lot of people are selling their alt currencies, their Moneros, etc., their Dashes, their Litecoins, their Ethereums, and putting it into Bitcoin. So there is a sort of sagging of value in the altcoins. And I think they're going to come storming back in a few weeks' time, because at some point, the money's going to cascade back out of Bitcoin, or money that's gone in, profits that have been made in Bitcoin, are going to be taken and put into the altcoin. So I think that's quite an interesting trade for anybody who's a believer.
Fantastic. And just going back to your earlier point, I mean, it's very interesting when you have hurricanes, and previously, you know, people probably looked at gold as this safe haven if in case there's Armageddon or something, you know, smaller to use that. But it's a very kind of important worked example there that you were actually using Bitcoin when the banks were shut. And I think that will start to attract investors as well, to know that you can trade in a short space of time. It is actually being used. It's not sat in a bank vault as you would with gold. In times of crisis, you can actually use Bitcoin.
Well, it's very interesting. If I was a South Korean, mm-hmm. I would be very worried about Little Rocket Man, and I'd be equally as worried about Big Rocket Man mm-hmm. having a fight. Well, let's just say I wanted to get on the next plane out, or even, at the end of this month, I wanted to go on an extended holiday from South Korea. I go around the world for a year. Okay, what a good idea. So I want to get $500,000 out. Okay, try getting $500,000 out of Great Britain by the end of this month. You can't open a bank account that fast. It's just not possible to open bank accounts abroad. You know, it's very, very difficult to do that. It's just a nightmare. But if I put $500,000, £1 million into Bitcoin, I could have it on my mobile phone. I could be walking to the airport. I could go anywhere I like. And then I've got my Bitcoin on my mobile phone or wherever it is in the cloud somewhere, on an exchange somewhere. And then I can turn it into fiat. I've got plenty of time to then maybe open up my bank account somewhere else. So as flight capital, it's brilliant. Now, try doing that with gold. You know, just having that much gold, half a million in gold is, you know, probably your baggage allowance right there. And at the border, they're going to say, have you got more than £10,000 worth of currency-like things? And, you know, you just can't do it because of all the money laundering and KYC and all that kind of stuff, which is there to stop international crime. The normal person is also kind of nailed to the floor with this stuff. And Bitcoin is a perfect flight capital. And obviously people are thinking about that, and legitimate people in places like South Korea, because if I was a South Korean, I'd certainly want to take a few percent of my money out in a hurry. And you simply can't do that with cash. You simply can't do that with bank accounts unless you say, right, I'm going to get foreign bank accounts. I'm going to allow myself 6-9 months, a year, lots of international travel, set it all up, and then I'm going to start moving my assets around. Well, you know, you haven't got that notice when there's a little rocket man on the scene. You've really got to be able to move fast. And that is one of the reasons why South Korea is a big generator of a Bitcoin trade at the moment, because I'm sure there's a lot of wealthy people thinking, you know, if I have to take my family somewhere else, far away, take them to New Zealand, take them to America, take them to Europe or Australia, I want to have $1 million in a easily movable form of money. And there is only one of that at the moment, and that is a cryptocurrency. And that, of course, the brand is Bitcoin.
Super. Well, we're coming up to Christmas. As a boy, I used to get chocolate gold coins in my stockings, but I think this year I may need to write to Father Christmas, I should say, and ask for some Bitcoins in there.
What you need to ask for, Matt, what you need to ask for is a GPU for your computer, a 1080 Ti by NVIDIA. Put it in your machine, and then you could be mining $3 or $4 worth of crypto coin every day on your little machine. And, you know, over a year, that's $1,200. It'll pay for the card right there.
Fantastic. Well, on that note, Clem, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.